A group representing 300 sewer districts around the U.S. says a clean water trust fund is needed for infrastructure projects. Ken Kirk is executive director of the Association of Metropolitan Sewerage Agencies. He says there isn't enough public money to maintain the sewers built decades ago and reduce sewage overflows into rivers and lakes. Kirk says one possible new source of funding is a national tax on bottled drinks.
Because a lot of what goes into these bottles must be clean and safe to begin with. And I think there is a direct connection between the American consumer purchases in the form of bottled beverages and their expectations as to the cleanliness and safeness of the water and wastewater that they use.
Some bottled drinks would be exempt from the 7% tax. Those are milk, juice, baby formula, and health drinks. Kirk says polling his group has done shows people want a dedicated funding source for clean water. The beer industry promises to fight a bottled beverage tax. Milwaukee-based Miller Brewing says 44% of the price of its beer already goes to taxes. The sewer district's group plans to meet with industry lobbyists next week in Washington, D.C. This week, President Bush proposed a $369 million cut in the Clean Water Revolving Fund for states. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.